University of Nevada, Reno's library is usually a quiet sanctuary for students cramming for midterms. But not right now, because right now there are cute dogs everywhere.
Her name is Amy, and she is a little over 4 years old, and she is a standard poodle, but just a small one.
One volunteer with local pet therapy organization Paws for Love introduces her poodle to a crowd of fawning students, like junior Lauren Bilby, who take turns stroking her soft, curly fur.
So I decided to stop by because I had a big exam this morning, too, so I was just dead tired and then spent about maybe half an hour in here just petting the dogs, and I feel so much better now.
Like other students who live on campus, Bilby misses her family pet.
I have a dog at home too, so I'm always used to petting him and like just giving him love. And so since I haven't been home, like I just went home for the first time 6-7 weeks and I saw my dog again, so definitely missed that.
These furry breaks are part of a new alternative therapy program launched at the beginning of the semester. Marcia Cooper with UNR's counseling services explains.
What we try to do is bring counseling out of our office to where the students are.
By far, their most popular therapy is the dogs, who visit campus every other Thursday.
One of the things that the students requested the most was please have dogs available all the time. Several universities have done studies on this, and they show that it decreases test anxiety, it decreases loneliness, it helps improve overall mood.
Leslie Stewart, an assistant professor of counseling at Idaho State University, conducted one of those studies published in the Journal of Creativity and Mental Health last year. Out of 55 students participating in an animal-assisted therapy program, they found a 60% decrease in self-reported anxiety and loneliness symptoms.
The human-animal bond has been applied therapeutically for thousands of years. I think the connection and the positive impact that a positive relationship with an animal can have on both the animal and the human is nothing new. We're just becoming aware of it.
She says the increasing popularity of pet therapy is overall a good thing, but
I think the flip side of that is that our enthusiasm about animal-assisted therapy may be growing a little bit faster than our knowledge of it.
With more animals on campuses, Stewart says, attention should be paid to whether the animal is registered with a certified therapy program to avoid them being mishandled or exploited. Senior anthropology major Sarah Coffey doesn't live on campus anymore, so was able to adopt a cat last spring. She still comes by to play with the therapy dogs, though, when they're around.
This is nice for sure, but I think it also makes a huge difference if it's your own animal, you know, like my cat that I have at home. It's just really nice to have something happy to see you when you get back.
For those who can't have an animal, Coffey says, the puppy pile is a pretty good substitute. Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.